fashion revolution we're talking about with state representative, and that was so well timed. God, that was I'm new to this, but hey, that was I got to pat myself.
Well done.
That was
well
funny.
Done.
I'm hilarious. Francesca Hong, and we were talking about how to go from, you know, the to being open to some different ideas. I do think that's really important. I think that being able to sit down and have conversations and open people's minds, that's really important. And you're going to need that, you know, maybe not through the primary, but if you get through the primary, well, you'll need that for the general. And you can't cook everybody in Wisconsin a meal, but I think that there's room to be able to have a discussion like that. How do you do that though? You know, because what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You got Tom Tiffany is going to be like, Josh, she's insane. She's a socialist. Well, so we're not a socialist state. Tom Tiffany sucks, but you know.
Well, I go back to my three T's then. Tom Tiffany tariffs.
Oh, yeah.
You might need to add a fourth T there, because it seems like who he cares about, not the people of Wisconsin, is Trump. So four T's. I'm not concerned about that. What I'm worried about are working class people not being able to get by in a system that doesn't work for them, even though they're working so hard. And Wisconsin values, you know, I'm proud to be in this state.
Yeah.
You know, born and raised, it's where I'm raising my son.
Yeah.
And folks in Wisconsin are proud, and they work hard, and they hustle, and they deserve a governor who does as well, and who's going to hustle for solutions and deliver those solutions so that folks can live the lives that they want. And what folks are asking for, again, regardless of zip code, you know, I talked about public education, long-term care, cheaper health care in Sparta, Wisconsin, when I was up in Ashland County. We folks were worried about young people leaving their communities.
Yeah.
And it turns out young people really care about cheaper health care, cheaper child care, and making sure that they have housing, right? And so when we keep it to these issues that are so core to folks' everyday lives, and you've got an everyday normal person who swears, is a single mom, but out here like hustling and making sure that their governor is someone who's going to put their community first, regardless of what folks may judge me on, I'm going to meet them where they are. And that might be a dive bar, Mark.
Yeah,
that might
be
a bowling alley. I'm still trying to get into a pro wrestling match and the rodeo. And I heard there's stock car racing.
Oh, I have a race car. I know, for real. I do.
Nice. Absolutely. Have you ever been to New Richmond? That's where we're headed in a little bit.
Oh, for real?
Heard there's stock car racing there.
There is, I think my racing is just about done for the year, but your campaign's still going to be going on in the summer.
Yeah.
So, like, seriously, I have a dirt car that if you want to come, I'll have you at the stock car races, man. I swear to God, absolutely.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, for real.
We're going to get it in the Cal.
Yeah.
Lock it in. I'm here for it.
Deal. Yeah, I would love that. That'd be awesome. Just don't judge me if I crash, okay?
No judgments, you know, here. Right. We're swearing buddies, service industry for life.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
The customer is not always right. She's laughing. No, that was so like I owned my restaurant, and like we had people, and I had a staff that I wanted to have the most diverse staff that I possibly could, because that's the face of the community. And you know, we served like burritos and stuff. And so, you know, I wanted to have a staff that represented the people of Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people were, but like my thing was that the customer was not always right. Mm-hmm. People do not have the right to treat you like dirt. People do not, you are not a doormat to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that, that's a Wisconsin value, right?
Yeah.
We're nice, but we're not doormats.
No. And there's Midwest nice and then Wisconsin nice. And I think Wisconsin nice is actually the good kind.
Yeah, yeah, for real. Yep.
And here's the thing about being service industry. It's that we not only hustle, but we make sure that we are planning every day, right? Whether it's in the kitchen and getting your mise en place, or in the front of house and making sure that everyone's ready for service. But the variable always is the customer, right? You can't always plan for how people are going to be. But we're the folks who are nimble and in this make it work mindset. And I think that actually is a huge strength for me going into this world of politics and running for office and running for governor, is that we're solution minded.
Yeah.
We got to make it work and we have to hustle.
So the surplus is gone, and a lot of the things that you're talking about is going to cost a lot of money. How do we pay for that? I mean, the Medicaid expansion, like, you can't do that anymore. I mean, it's like $2 billion or something like that. How do we pay for the things that, I agree that we have to do those things. How can we do those things?
Tax the fucking billionaires.
Okay.
We need to look at ways to bring in revenue for our state. And whether that's legalizing weed or making sure that we have, we can still expand Badger Care. And I think that a fair taxation system, and looking at a rainy day fund, it's raining fascism right now. So we have ways, we have to be innovative, and we have to make it work.
I think, oh my God, the legalization of cannabis and THC marijuana, all that, that is an untapped gold mine for this state. And it's ridiculous that it's not done. It's a whole industry that we can create like that. Yeah. We have one more segment here with Governor candidate, State Representative Francesca Hong. We're going to talk about how do we govern with the new maps and all that stuff. So yeah, stick around. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.